Thank you for joining us as we discover together how to empower our hearts for extraordinary living. I'm Jackie Woods, here with my son and co-host Russell Woods, bringing you Heart Matters Radio, streaming to you live from the JackieWoods.org website. Each week at 3 Eastern Time, we take an inward journey to explore the heart energies that make up our internal essence. Listening to your heart speak daily allows you to align your thinking, your feeling, and your doing with your spirit. It is by letting your heart matter that you'll be able to live from the inside out. So join us as we talk about the heart energy of partnership. That's one everyone is interested in.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got your email, if you signed up for the email, you got the email on Saturday saying that we would be talking about the energy of partnership, and we hope that you meditate on that energy so you can join with us. There's a little saying that goes with each heart energy, and the saying for partnership is that partnership brings together into the physical the valuing two people have for each other. Partnership brings together into the physical the valuing two people have for each other.
It's probably why so many partnerships end in disaster.
They don't value, right? They have to value what two people have from their hearts that they're bringing into their relationship, not just valuing their patterns. What happens so often in relationships is that we want somebody who has patterns that fit with our patterns,
mm-hmm.
instead of heart energies that are compatible with our heart energies. And because of that, people can be on good behavior and try to fit into the other person's picture or their heart, or their desire for what their patterns, what they want their patterns to match. They're pretty good at it for maybe 6 months and sometimes a year. And then, guess what? The other person's patterns that you don't like begin to irritate you to no end. Because if all you're looking at are the patterns, the good ones and the bad ones, and you're not going beyond that, I guarantee that there will be a greater number of bad ones that you don't like than good ones that you do like. It almost always is that way. Now, there are a few cases where that's not the way it is. However, that's not what we're talking about when we say the energy of partnership. What we're talking about is a partnership of the heart that brings together into the physical the valuing two people have for each other. What did you get, Russell?
I had to meditate for a while on this one. I sat quietly and just tuned into my heart, and I did not get an image at first. But what finally came to me was a picture of an angelic choir. Choir singing this beautiful divine music, and somebody came along and took two little golden heart lockets and snapped up some of that song and then handed it to two people so that each person had a matching locket, and inside was a little snatch of that angelic sound, so that as these people walked around and interacted with each other in partnership, they were both listening to and activating just a little echo of that angelic choir of oneness.
Ooh, that's pretty. That's real pretty. Mine wasn't nearly that pretty. And we talk about pictures a lot because when we meditate, you can just be quiet, and sometimes you go away from meditation just feeling relaxed and have gone to that etheric place where there is just peace. And that's a nice place to go. But if after you've been there and you come back and all your parts are quiet, your emotions, your mind, your body, and you've gone to that quiet place, then you come back and say, and who would you like for me to be today?
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're speaking to God, whether you're speaking to your own spirit, whether you're speaking to the powers that be, who should I be today? And in that, that gives you a theme for the day. That gives you a subject to think about, to feel about, to act from. And it's very important that we have that focus each day, that we have that intent to bring a piece of ourselves to everything. And that makes each day new, each day new. And so if you can have a picture in your right brain and an understanding in your left brain, then the two parts of you, the male and female parts of you, come together to bring it all the way into your life each day. So we do talk about pictures. Now, if you don't get right brain pictures, that's all right. But if you sit long enough and quietly enough, usually the right brain kicks in. I had a picture of two magnets. Mm-hmm. You know how they come together? And I was just watching these two magnets together. And I thought, well, that's nice. And then I saw that somebody put a piece of paper between them,
uh-huh.
and it still held.
Right.
And they put two pieces of paper, and it still held. They put three pieces of paper that still held. They put four, and they fell apart.
Uh-huh.
So when I talk about my book, Soulmate or Cellmate, and I have for few years now on different radio shows, I talk about the fact that a relationship should be defined by these compatible heart energies that we pick, and to pick three. And I guess that's why my unconscious is programmed for three and it fell apart at four. But, you know, I'd say if you're going to begin a relationship, pick three compatible energies and then find how your partner expresses those.
Right.
And rather than loving the sameness of all your patterns, try to love the difference of the way they express it, but see that if it's a compatible energy, meaning you have an energy with exactly the same name or a compatible name, and how you express yours, and if you can love them in their expression and they can love you, think how much that love has grown.
Mm-hmm.
How much love does it take to love somebody exactly like yourself? If you already love yourself, and of course you can't have love till you do, if you already love yourself, well, it didn't grow very much by being in relationship.
Right.
So the magnet picture was pretty realistic for me, considering I've talked about relationships for eons, and I do highly recommend that you read my book, Soulmate or Cellmate. It gives great advice on how to have a spiritual relationship that manifests all the way into your life. It talks about all kinds of practical things, like how do you communicate better? You know, what happens if one's growing and one's not? It's an ideal resource for any kind of relationship. Partnership, marriage, friendship, parent, child.
Business relationship.
Business, it's excellent.
You know, when I focus on a picture, we talk about those right brain pictures, it's sometimes hard for me to carry that throughout my day and relate everything back to that picture. So I'll try and take that abstract picture into my left brain and get some sort of concrete, this is what I would do in a particular situation with that energy to focus on. And very often that comes to me in the form of a memory of some previous time when I've actually played out that energy in my life. And I had a memory come up when I was thinking of that partnership picture with the lockets of a time that my wife and I took Cajun dancing lessons together. It was a big partnership building exercise for us because you don't really realize how poor you are at working with somebody until you have to dance with them. It's a big acid test of you know where you are in your partnership. Taking those lessons, we learned how we fit together. You know, our little corner of that big divine plan of oneness, whatever little interactions that we have that fit into that puzzle, we got to see how they work together and how they don't work together. And we learned a lot. We learned that, number one, that I can pull her just about anywhere, but I cannot push her anywhere. If I was leading, I could take a step backwards and she would follow me. But if I tried to step forward so that she had to take a step back, it did not work. She could not, could not follow me in that way. So we had to get creative there with the leading and following. And that was a big eye-opener for us about how we work together in partnership. And I think that's what the picture of the two lockets represents to me, is that each of you have a little version of that divine chorus in your head, but each of you are going to play it out a little different, and you have to see how those pieces fit together. Try and recreate that chorus that was going on above down here below. And to do that, you have to be aware of what each person brings to the table. We also found that we tried to do Zydeco dancing, which is a subset of Cajun dancing, and it's much tighter. It happens in a much smaller space. The movements are more compact. It's a very structured sort of thing. You have to kind of shimmy in place a lot. And we were horrible at that. It was like she was sort of riding a horsey on my leg most of the time. So we learned that we do need structure to work together in partnership, but it has to be sort of a loose structure that allows for a little improvising. Our partnership began to become visible to us in that way. And I think any time you are in relationship with a business partner or a marriage partner or a friend or any sort of thing like that, there is an underlying way that your pieces fit together, because both of you do have a snippet of that divine plan, but you have to find out how they fit together. And those ways that they fit together are largely invisible to us until we start trying to work it out in a way like a dance or a business plan or something like that. Then the incompatibilities and the compatibilities come to the surface.
Mm-hmm. I took some dance lessons when I was not in a relationship, and I had for several years been totally in charge of my life, my business, my car, my house, my kids, my everything. And and the dance instructor said that he felt that his main job with me was to teach me how to follow.
Yeah.
Which I did learn how to do. I follow very well in dancing now. But it was a teaching thing. But, you know, when I was thinking of back in my life, where has partnership been strong, actually playing the piano duets with my husband came to mind, because let me tell you, it doesn't sound very well if you're not in partnership when you're playing piano duets. You have to cover each other totally. You have to know the other person and what they're, who they are in their expression, and be in sync with that.
Yeah.
It's to me that's been a very, as revealing as your learning to dance was. And we learned from doing piano duets, and we learned how to do them. So, you know, it increased our awareness, but it also increased our structuring of working together.
That's definitely another one of those exercises that shows you visually, you know, all the hidden things that were there or not there, mm-hmm. and you get to see those.
Because when we first started, He's got very strong hands. Now, mine aren't weak, but I don't play with as strong a hand as mm-hmm. he does. And he was just overriding me in volume. Now, we did get that balanced. It was a learning of balance, but very interesting, because he's very strong in the physical.
Mm-hmm.
And learning that he can override me in the physical if he's not careful, or if I let him override
right.
me and am not aware. So that was one awareness that came from playing together. The good part of that was that piano we play on at the Institute building, the bass is much louder than the treble.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So it balanced for us, but we also had to learn to balance at home.
Well, that's good.
I thought of a story also that I've told before, but it's so funny, about not being in partnership. Before we start on a trip, we look to see who we are that day and how those two merge together, how those pictures of who we are going to fit together. And then that gives us not only an intent for how we're what we're going to do, who we're going to be that day, but what we're going to do and how we're going to define being together. And we nearly always do that. Well, one day we had started out and we had not said, this is who I am today. Who are you? How do these two fit together? What pieces of paper are we going to put between the magnets? How are we going to define our day? What activities will take place within these two magnets of who we are? Well, we hadn't done it. And Rodney said, well, what are we going to do? What do you want to do today? And I said, now, I do not drink real coffee. I mean, if I drank real coffee, it puts me to the ceiling. But you know how you have these cravings of remembering? And I also don't eat donuts. I don't eat refined sugar. So I said, I want coffee and donuts. Meaning real coffee and real donuts. And Rodney nearly ran off the road. He looked at me with a jerk of his head. It's a wonder he didn't get a crick in his neck. And he literally then did slow down and pull off at the next stop and said, you know, we forgot to define who we are today. I said, you're right. And so we stopped and we brought who we had started with that morning on down into the afternoon and how we were going to merge it together.
Uh-huh.
And it totally changed the plan of what we were going to do.
Yeah. So you didn't end up with the donuts.
I didn't end up with coffee and donuts. Instead, we got tea.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let's see. What do we need to do now? We need to acknowledge one of our sponsors here. If I can find it. Ah, here we are. This is the If You Care company. If You Care, it's a company name. The If You Care company makes environmentally friendly household products such as coffee filters, and they use paper from forests that comply with the most rigorous environmental and social standards. Their aluminum foil is 100% recycled. And the If You Care parchment papers and baking cups are unbleached and totally chlorine-free. The wax paper is made with soybean wax, so all of these things add up to say that if you care about your planet, please buy If You Care products. And it is the season to do a lot of baking. So this is the time to not only prepare for the holidays and have fun, but to say you care about the planet. We have an email from Diane in New York. Thank you, Diane. She's a regular. We so appreciate regulars. They make our show. We would like new people to join us too, though. This morning I saw a man and a woman playing the piano together. She was full of grace and poise. He played intently focused on the task. The two played so magnificently that the air around them was charged and my body was filled with passion and power. I got to take their love and passion with me today. Well, see, one played with love and the other played with passion and they merged those together. That was probably you and I, honey. He's sitting right here. No, that's a pretty picture. And that was one of the memories that came up for me.
Uh-huh.
And we talked about how important that is in learning about relationship.
And that makes an important point that partnerships are not always based around two people doing the same gift together. Sometimes we have partnerships where we come together around efficiency or creativity or something like that. But very often, one person will bring the passion and one person will bring the power, or one person will bring the organization and the other person will bring the initiative, and different gifts are brought to the same setting.
It can still be very compatible.
And it can still be very compatible. And I think that's why I've often called partnership
you know, sort of oneness with training wheels. Because mm-hmm. that's the idea, is that if we are to be in oneness with everyone on the planet, we have to start looking at people's gifts instead of getting hung up in their patterns. And that's what you do in partnership, if it works, is you get to the place where you're really valuing the passion that somebody else brings to complement your creativity, or the order and organization that they bring to complement your initiative and efficiency.
And, of course, those energies have to express through patterns, and that's where no two people will have exactly the same patterns. Now, mm-hmm. they may have a few that are very similar patterns, but if we limit ourselves to just the similar, then we don't get to grow to expand heart energies to cover a bigger space in the physical world.
That's so true.
And, you know, I've talked relationships so many years now on radio shows and counseling people, and my students, I've kind of gotten past this, but when people would call in on the radio shows, and when people would come to me new in counseling, then they would have a relationship problem. 90% of the time they'd say, well, this is what I want. You know, they'd come, I want to create a relationship. This is what I want. Well, now, there's nothing wrong with saying what you want in, as far as patterns. I mean, that's sort of those mile markers I talked about in one of our shows. Mm-hmm. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. But you're not going to create what you want if you don't start back and back up a little bit, start a little higher and back up from those patterns to say, I want an expression of this energy.
Right.
And I want it to be compatible with this pattern,
mm-hmm.
rather than
mm-hmm.
I want you to have exactly the same patterns. Just back up a little and say, okay, well, for instance, you may say, I want somebody that, I would never say this, but, you know, somebody would say, well, I want somebody that plays tennis.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what you really want is somebody that will do sports with you, that will do activities with you. And what is the energy that you do that in? Is it play? Is it health? You know, is it an expression of passion?
Mm-hmm.
So you go and you say, well, I want someone that does physical activities that will be compatible with my energy of, say, passion or health or whatever. So if you make your definitions, you make them broader, you're more likely to create them. Another thing I tell people all the time on these shows is to realize that you're not going to create anything if you're not expressing it already.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to have kindness, or if you want to have sharing, or if you want to have loyalty, or whatever you want, commitment, or whatever you want, make sure you're expressing that in a hearty fashion in your life, because that then will draw it to you. But if you just say, I want it because I need it, and I know I have it, but I've never gotten to share it, well, you're not going to create it in a partner that way.
Uh-huh.
So you've got to have the magnets, and what I see the magnets being are those heart energies that hold the definitions and the patterns that become the expressions.
Yeah, I see that too. My take on it is, you know, one of the biggest places that I've experienced partnership is doing some of our CDs and audio recordings with you, where one of us will get an idea and pass it on to the other one. Then typically you'll write about it, and I'll come up with some questions about it, and we'll sort of interview each other during the recording. Those have been big expressions of partnership for me, but I never really said, you know, I want to have an experience of education or whatever it is that we're bringing for people on those CDs with Jackie. I just really said, you know, I would like to support Jackie's mission in some way. And this is kind of what came out of it.
So your energy was support.
Uh-huh. And instead of having an experience of, well, this is what my support looks like, and this is what your support looks like, I have an experience very often of things like you'll bring vision and I'll bring simplicity, you know, and you'll have sort of the broader right brain feeling of it, and then I'll kind of bottom line it into a linear left brain thing. And so we're very different, but compatible. And what I end up doing, instead of learning how our two supports fit together, I get supported by learning things outside of what I was expecting. Does that make sense?
To me.
That I end up learning how to work with people who are more spatial and right-brained and feminine, not just with you, but in my work and at home. Those things carry over.
Mm.
That's sort of a training ground for me to learn about people different than me.
That's the training wheels.
Instead of me saying, well, this is about support. I know about my piece of support. What does Jackie's piece of support look like? I suppose we end up supporting each other, but I never think of it as defining around that one energy. I just think of it as bringing my pieces and seeing how your pieces fit and learning a whole bunch of stuff I didn't plan on learning.
Well, yes, we learn from each other all the time, but we're not saying anything different. Mm-hmm. What I'm trying to say is that Rodney and I actually talk about how we're merging it, mm-hmm. but you and I have done it enough that it's an unwritten thing, that you know that you're left brain, I'm right brain, and we're going to support each other in those. But the energy that I bring it in is mission.
Uh-huh.
And you bring support to that mission all the time. So the bigger spiritual pieces, the magnets that mm-hmm. I saw in my picture would be those. And the definition would be, yeah, you're gonna bring the details and summarize all my right brain wanderings around here, and and I'm gonna be visionary. That's more the defining. That's the paper between the magnets I saw in my paper, mm-hmm. my picture. We have an email from Daphne in Lake Lure, North Carolina. Her question is, what is one of the first steps to begin claiming my heart energies? I love that question, Daphne. Thank you. We get so into talking about our stuff mm-hmm. that we forget the basics sometime, and that's very basic. One of the first steps to claiming your heart energies is, and I don't know how you meditate. There's so many different ways, but I recommend meditation is the base of this. But when you meditate, then find out, you know, who you are each day. But then another thing is just begin to think as the heart energy being the subject of each thing. Like if you're washing your clothes, is it cleanliness that you're washing in, or is it purity, or what feels like the quality that you like to express while you're doing that? Mm-hmm. You know, when you're going shopping, if it's for clothes, is it a different energy than when you go to buy a different quality that you feel in you being expressed than when you go to buy groceries?
Mm-hmm.
So those are the two things that I would suggest. Do you want to add to that, Russell?
Yeah, my first baby step around partnership that I wrote down when I was thinking of simple ways for people to get into this energy was to simply take a situation like where you and I work together on those audio CDs. And I've actually done this. After we had done a couple of them, I said, wow, we work really well together. And so I sat down and I wrote out what I thought I was bringing and what I thought you were bringing. And I would say, you know, my intention was support. And then under that, I felt that I brought gifts like simplicity and clarity, and persistence. And so I wrote down what my gifts were, and then I wrote down the gifts that I thought you were bringing. And that was a really great way for me to break down an experience that I had just had and say, oh, those were the heart energies that we were talking about, because I had just experienced it playing out as an actual event. But then I got to put names to those things, and I began to say, okay, well, when I talk about me being clear and simple, what do I mean? Oh, well, it was when I said so-and-so and when I said so-and-so. And those experiences now had names to them, heart energy names. And so it was a really good way for me to not only get in touch with my own energies, but to see how your energies played out along with mine and where we fit together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, because it's so easy just to do pattern to pattern, like I said in the beginning, and mm-hmm. just say, well, yeah, we get along really well when we're cooking in the kitchen together, for instance. Well, actually, if you went ahead, like you said, and gave a name, a heart energy name, to what the other person's expressing and how you're expressing your cooking,
mm-hmm.
You may find that you're bringing two different energies and begin to see how they look, like you said, when you and I do the recording. My husband and I, when we work in the kitchen, we don't work very well together in the kitchen, by mm-hmm. the way. But when we do work together in the kitchen, I don't work in the same way I do by myself.
Right.
Because by myself, I bring a lot of creativity. When I'm working with him, I tend to bring more support
mm-hmm.
because he kind of claims his space in the kitchen, and I become the support person,
mm-hmm.
And we work pretty well that way. But if I'm just doing my creative thing and he's doing his creative thing in our teeny little kitchen, oh my gosh, not only do we bump into each other and spill stuff, but we certainly aren't working together.
Mm-hmm.
So my energy switches. And to be aware of that, then if I think, well, he's just keeping me from being creative, but if I can give a new name to the new quality I'm expressing here, then it makes it a partnership rather than a battlefield.
Right. Mm-hmm. Very good.
It's time to acknowledge another one of our sponsors. The Ottawahee Wellness Retreat offers all the amenities of a bed and breakfast, plus access to a health food store, fitness room, peaceful walking trails, and 10 alternative healers. This is a place where retreat becomes renewal. And I suggested last time, and I will suggest all through the holidays, that this is a wonderful gift to give for the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
Give it to a friend. Give it to someone who lives close, who just would like to get out of their house and live in comfort and peace and health for a little while. Give it to a relative. Give it to one of your children, and let them, if you live close, and let them come visit you, but not have to stay in your home. How nice that would be. Give it to a friend that lives far away and let them come and visit. What a wonderful gift to let a person get away from their regular routine and go home healthier when they go back. You can check it all out at ottawahee.com. ADAWEHI, ottawahee.com. This is an email from Kate in Atlanta, Georgia. What do I do if my husband doesn't understand or believe in heart energies? How can we be in partnership the way you described it as with your husband? All right, I've talked a lot. Do you want to say something or do you want me to start?
Well, I had I had a long career as a musician, and there were several people that I considered songwriting partners. Sometimes I was just in a band, and we all wrote separate music and brought that and played, one of yours and one of mine and one of yours and, split it up that way. But there were certain people that I considered songwriting partners, where we created together. And those partnerships were different each time. Sometimes I was really aware that I was bringing structure and organization, and the other person was bringing, spontaneity and vision. They would come in with grandiose ideas, and I would pull it all together and give it a cohesive package. And sometimes it'd be the opposite. Sometimes I'd be the creative one, and they would be the one who just, supported with an idea here or a little musical phrase there. And it was always different with each person. And sometimes we had roles. Sometimes I'd say, okay, now I'm just going to throw out an idea and you see if you can and pull it together like I pulled your idea together. And they couldn't do it. I was I was the structure person in that partnership, and we couldn't flip-flop roles. Sometimes we could, sometimes we couldn't. But there was even people where I considered myself a songwriting partner with them, but they didn't add much. It's just that I was more creative when I was around them. You know, I could go home and write and write and come up with drivel and go, oh, this is a crappy song. And then I'd go talk to them and play a few things for them, and they'd say, yeah, that sounds nice. And I'd go, or I could do this. And then suddenly this brilliant song would come out just by being around this person. And I considered those people songwriting partners too. So it may be that this woman can find places where she is in partnership with her husband just because she is bigger in a certain area of herself when he's around than she is when he's not.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. What I would say to that, Kate, is that, you know, they don't have to believe in heart energies. Everyone expresses qualities.
Mm-hmm.
They do. And in the schools, they're teaching character qualities now. A lot of the schools will have on the board, you know, a list of character qualities, or over the bulletin board where there's a certain display, they'll have a character quality, or they'll have the children write about how that particular quality expresses in their life. So it's not news.
Mm-hmm.
We call them heart energies on this show, but they're qualities of your being, your spirit, that make up your character, not that are in a different category than just your patterns of habit that you've learned from your parent. These are the parts of you, the qualities of you that are expressing. Now, you may have been in partnership with your family and had some of these qualities, as you say, activated, like you just described in the band. But everyone has them.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have to believe in them. So if your husband doesn't understand or believe in them, just acknowledge. Say, honey, thank you so much for that support. Or, you were extremely creative when you were doing that. Or, boy, did you express efficiency when you cleaned the car this time.
I really appreciate your integrity.
Uh-huh.
Like that.
Yes. I mean, just acknowledge their qualities. They don't have to believe in them. After a while, they'll begin to feel good about those qualities, and they may even return that you have them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a training ground.
Yeah.
This is from Julie in Lake Lure. This morning when I meditated on partnership, I saw two people bringing Lego pieces to build with. It reminded me during the day to not be attached to the way I wanted my day to unfold. I found I was more open to other suggestions, actions, etc. P.S. Can you tell I teach elementary school? Yes. Lego pieces. It's cute. Yeah. That's good. Bringing Lego pieces to build with.
Mm-hmm.
A partnership is a building thing. You know, when I was doing book signings for the book Soulmate or Sailmate, and I want in a minute for us to talk about the CD in the workshop we mention each time. But, you know, I would have people that I would say, are you interested in improving your relationship? And people who've been together a long time, well, we've been together 40 years. If we haven't learned it now, we never will. Well, the whole point of the book is that a relationship is a living entity that mm-hmm. needs to grow. And it's continually putting Lego pieces together. If it's not, they're just hanging on to a stale thing that they have learned how to handle. But it's not a growing entity.
Right.
Do you want to comment on that?
Well, you told me one time that the best way to get more of something is to celebrate where it already exists in your life. That the more you celebrate something, the more it grows and sort of spills over into other areas of your life. So any little piece of partnership that you can find in your life, if you can celebrate it as such, it's not only going to grow that particular partnership, but it'll probably also spill over and you'll find yourself in partnership with other people around other topics.
Uh-huh. This email is from Mike, and that's Julie's husband, the Julie we just read. I saw partnership this morning as the merging of two streams and the clashing of the water was throwing out the water that doesn't fit in the stream. What is the best way of going through this upheaval and not hurt the feelings of your partner? Great question, Mike. Great question. Do you want to start or do you want me to?
Oh, you can take that.
Okay. The merging of two streams would be sort of like what I was talking about with Rodney and I when we go on an outing together, you know, mm-hmm. merging together. But sometimes there's some clashing waters. Mm-hmm. You know, some of those patterns that aren't necessarily falling under the umbrella of what you've defined as being heartful that day. And those come up every time because, you know, we all are human and we have patterns that are not heartful and non-heartful. And even if we're heartful all the time, sometimes our heartful patterns clash.
Right.
You know, we don't like them. And so how do you throw out the water from the stream that doesn't fit? What's the best way of going through this upheaval and not hurting the feelings of your partner? You know, I think it helps to call it like it is. And just to say, you know, that pattern of yours is not one I really can join with. Instead of saying, you've got to change that pattern so you can join with me, which mm-hmm. is something I have been known to do. If you would just change that pattern, then you could join with me. Instead of just saying, you know, I can't join with that pattern. Now, this is my pattern. Is there a way we can work them out together? But being willing to say, it's okay for you to have that pattern. I just can't join with it.
Right, right.
Or saying, another thing that you could say in that is to say, you know, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I don't feel as strongly about expressing affection in the same way you do, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a touchy one, you know. And what you find, affection is not just affection. People have different degrees of affection. They like it expressed in different ways. Some like to just be held. Some like just to be close to someone and not really touching. Others like to have their feet rubbed. You know, some people like affection in the kissing and the lovemaking, and that's all they consider to be affectionate. Others make sure that they are just able to interact verbally, and to them, that's affectionate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, saying words of kindness and support and affectionate things. Well, two different forms. You may have points where you touch in the middle. That makes up the relationship. The parts that clash need to be separated out into your individual spaces.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you try to make clashing ones come together, you just create more tension and turmoil in a relationship.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned earlier that in your many soulmate and cellmate interviews, you've always gone back to, you know, find three energies that you can come together with around a particular relationship and then build off of that. I remember very clearly, and I may have mentioned this in one of our other shows, but I remember very clearly working with a couple that had read your book, and I believe they even worked with you around their relationship and had several sessions. And then they each saw me for a massage later on. And so I got to see both sides of it, and one of the members of that relationship was complaining, you know, my partner just is, oh, terrible about cleanliness. We each have our separate bathrooms, and I poke my head in the other person's bathroom, and it's just a shambles in there, and it's starting to bother me. And I said, well, was cleanliness one of the energies that you built your relationship around when you had your session with Jackie? And they said, well, no, you know, love and support and play were the energies that we decided to build our partnership around. And I said, so you really don't have a relationship around cleanliness? Well, no, I guess not. So it'd be really sort of ridiculous to expect that the other person would match your picture when you haven't even defined what you're going to come together around in cleanliness. Well, yeah, I guess that is sort of ridiculous. And I said, you know, that's not to say that you can't say, hey, honey, in addition to those three, now that we're so solid in those, how about we talk about cleanliness? Here's what I would like to see in cleanliness. What would you like to see in cleanliness? Does any of that match? But to just throw out the window any complaints that you have about something that you haven't even defined to be part of the relationship with the other person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you come with, we've agreed that we both like to play by going out to sporting events, and now suddenly my partner doesn't want to go out to sporting events. Okay, well, you know, somebody has stepped out of an agreement there, and you've got a legitimate beef, but most of the time what we're afraid of hurting the other person's feelings on is suddenly we want to talk about something that's really not part of our relationship at all, and it's bugging us personally, and we want to make it the other person's fault. And I think it just simplifies matters so much if you can say, well, wait a second, we haven't even talked about that. That's not officially part of our relationship. So do you want to talk about that? And if the other person does, then proceed. But if not, then there you go. You're not going to even need to bring up the subject.
Yeah. You know, my husband and I have totally different pictures of organization.
Uh-huh.
Well, more of order than organization. He's ADD, and so he has stacks, and he needs them visible so he can not forget them.
Uh-huh.
So he needs stacks, and that works for him. I like to have everything to have a place and to be put away,
uh-huh.
which works for me. And so that was a real sore spot for us, and so we found ways that those could merge together, and he didn't have to give up his way. You know, I found baskets and things for him to put stuff in, which seemed out of the way for me, but still visible to him.
Mm-hmm.
I found so that I wasn't just saying, do it my way or else, or I have to do it your way and give up my way. It's a way of coming together in the middle, but we had to talk about it because for such a long time, I was just like you said, I was just irritated.
Mm-hmm.
And then it dawned on me, well, wait a minute. I haven't even looked to see what his energy, mine is order and organization, and his is really order. But, okay, so how does that look? What is his picture around it? And when we talked about it, it made sense. And I could begin to cover his piece, and he could begin to cover my piece. And I've covered his, but he covers mine too.
Mm-hmm.
He walks around in the morning and helps me pick up things. Because I like things put away.
Right.
And so we have expanded. We're basically still who we are, but we've expanded to cover the other one so that being in relationship around that, and that wasn't one of our original three, but if a sore spot comes up, like Mike was talking about, instead of just saying, well, this is going to hurt their feeling because I don't agree with them, find the point in the middle where you do agree. And in my book, Soulmate or Cellmate, again, I always show three circles, your circle, my circle, and our circle.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to bring it up as an energy subject for it to be an our circle, or how else are you going to come together? Just on matching patterns? Well, guess what? There's not a lot of quality in that.
Yeah, and that phrase, you know, worried about hurting the other person's feelings, to me that's always a warning sign, because my wife and I are very much like you described. You know, she likes stacks of things, and stacks of things in the middle of the floor bother me. And if I know that we've agreed, you know, on a particular way to put things away, then I don't have any worries about it, because what I'm doing is saying, well, remember, you wanted it that way too. We agreed on it. You got a chance to define, and I got a chance to define, and this is the way we both wanted it. So this is breaking that definition, and I just wanted to remind you, you're not getting what you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't feel bad about helping the other person get what they said they wanted.
Right.
But if we haven't even talked about it, and it's just what I want, but I don't know what they want, then I'm probably worried about hurting their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a clear sign to me right there that we haven't even discussed this and we don't have an agreement
mm-hmm.
on it.
That's a good point. Thank you, Mike. This was a great discussion around this. And this is a good one because these are things that happen mm-hmm. in relationships. I want to remind you to go on to Go Green Online. Reduce consumption by exploring a gently used boutique, bountifulbuys.com. Has clothes, accessories, books, and gifts that will go easy on the planet and on your wallet. So again, we're all about health of the planet, health of your heart, health of your body, health of your body, mind, and spirit and emotions, the whole package. And that you can't really be healthy inside if you're not supporting the planet and being healthy too.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be healthy and supporting the planet if you're not healthy inside.
They work together.
They work together. So check out bountifulbuys.com and this will help you with your Christmas shopping. Bountiful Buys. It'll make it easy. You'll be less stressed. Just order it online and get it over with soon. We have an email from Bill in Orlando. But before I talk about that, we were going to talk about the CDs
mm-hmm.
and the that we thought. I've already mentioned the book 100 times, Soulmate or Cellmate.
Mm-hmm.
And you had talked about the workshop. We always try to mention a book, a CD, and a workshop that you can go to our growth resources on the JackieWoods.org website and get support in learning these. And most people are interested in partnership. Talk about the workshop, Evolution of Souls, that you recommended.
Well, I mentioned that one because to me, as I said before, partnership is just a miniature version of oneness. It's working out with one person what you hope to eventually be able to do with the whole world. Bring your gifts together, get past the patterns, see each other as a valuable part of the plan. And that Evolution of Souls workshop takes that to the highest level. It shows you how you are supported by and in oneness with the people around you, the masters and angelic beings that work with us from the other side, the elements that make up our earth. It just sort of lays out the whole picture of how we all work together and fit together inside this plan. And so it's both partnership in the smallest sense and partnership in the largest sense to
mm-hmm.
me.
And that would be a workshop. And we've talked before about workshops. They're like 5 CDs. It's a lot, but you can take it piece at a time, and you get not only the content that I present, but you get the discussion of a group where mm-hmm. you have like 6 to 9 people in that
group. Lots of examples.
That are giving lots of examples. So there's the Evolution of Souls workshop, the Soulmate or Cellmate book, and then Terry suggested the CD, How the Sacred Female and Sacred Male Work Together. So thank you, Terry, for that recommendation. That's perfect CD.
Sort of inner partnership.
If you want inner partnership. And if you don't have inner partnership with your male and female, you're not going to have it in your world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we try to, in the meditation, include the male and female in the right brain, left brain picture. After you've gone up to that high place, after you've relaxed all your bodies and gotten to that higher realm where you receive information. Don't just try to mentally get there.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Bill in Orlando. I get depressed when I hear you talk about partnership. All I've ever experienced are people who disappoint me. Is partnership ever possible? Well, I think, you know, you really can get very, very depressed when you experience the people's patterns, and that's what we're trying to talk about today. So I appreciate this, Bill, a lot, because this is so typical of what most of the world does. They look at a person's patterns, and they don't go beyond that to try to define from a higher place. Yes, you can just look and say, well, yeah, I know my husband brings lots of support. I see that. But how do I partner with that?
Mm-hmm.
Because he brings support, my husband brings a lot of support in one way and I bring it in another. Where do we come together in the middle to form a relationship? Well, You know, we're going to have to talk about that, but we're going to have to try to be intentional in bringing our heart pictures and our heart intent together rather than just, well, this is your pattern and mine, and they don't look anything alike, so how can we be in partnership?
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to add to that?
You know, we offer online classes on the JackieWoods.org website, and, Lord, it's been 13 years now, I guess, some of those classes have been going. And we have people in there that, you know, they don't take continuously. They'll drop out for a while, then they'll come back a year later and take another series of classes with us. But there's several people that I have had contact with in those classes for 8 to 10 years now, and I've never met them. I have no idea what they look like. They're just a name and a little icon on a screen and all the stories that they've shared with me. And I have found sometimes it is much easier to get past a person's patterns, because everybody has patterns. They talk about the same thing. One lady talks about her family all the time. That's everything relates to her family. But to set that aside and say, but look at the wonderful honesty that she's bringing, and look at the willingness. I mean, there's no subject that she shies away from. To get beyond a person's patterns is sometimes easier when you're not just going out on the street and going, hey, you, how about we start up a relationship? So there are plenty of opportunities for oneness that don't involve face-to-face meetings. There are lots of online classes that you can be involved in. You can have pen pals. You can join discussion groups. There's forums and stuff like that on the internet. There are plenty of ways for you to not be so personally involved, where your buttons get pushed and people say things that are inflammatory. Start in a less personal setting like that and see if you can begin to identify the energies behind people's words, and then build partnership from there.
That's great advice. We have another email. This is from Ben in Charlotte, North Carolina. New to the show, thank you. How do you know when it's time to end a partnership or a relationship? How do you know when it's time to end one? Well, sometimes a relationship will have finished its growth cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we just let patterns get in the way and they get so bad that we think it's time to end, when it's really just that we have never gone beyond defining the patterns. We've never really created a relationship. People can live together for years and never create what I call that third entity relationship, defined starting from the heart all the way down. So, you know, some people just never had one, and they're going, it would probably be better if they ended it if they're never going to start it.
Yeah.
And then there are those people that, you know, they just refuse to grow with you. And mm-hmm. A relationship is a growing, living entity. So if they absolutely refuse to grow with you, they may have a different spiritual path than you, but are still growing, and you can bring those two pieces together. But if they're just not growing, they're just stuck in their patterns, then one person's growing in a dead thing still doesn't create a live relationship.
Mm-hmm. You gave me a piece of advice one time. You said you should never really end a relationship. Just keep defining it smaller and smaller to match what's really there, until if there's nothing there, the definition's so small that you don't end up spending any time with the person.
That's right. However, I have seen in my experience people that I've told to do that define it smaller and smaller and still hang on to that thread.
Well, yeah, that's true. But I have had experiences. Are we running out of time? I don't see a clock. Okay. I have had experiences where especially in creative partnerships like music writing and stuff like that, where you look at what's being produced and you say, you know, we don't seem to do anything very creative together anymore. Let's define smaller. How about, I only do arranging of stuff that you've already brought. And so we try that smaller definition for a while. And then both of you look around and you go, well, you know, even that's not even satisfying anymore. How about we try something smaller?
Okay, our time is
smaller
up now.
And smaller.
Thank you all for joining us. We'll be with you again next Monday in our minds and in our voices, but in our hearts we'll be with you all week. So just let your heart matter.